Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, let's head down to the woods down in kind of deep East Texas, kind of Southeast Texas, down to Trinity County. Now, our buddy Mark Bellette is standing by. Actually, I hear some crows in the background. Mark, you're out in the woods somewhere, bud.
Oh, yeah. I'm out here getting ready for another hunt.
That's what you do. You are always in the woods, kind of like me in a way, except I think you running that hunting ranch down there in Trinity County. You're out there every day doing something, aren't you?
Yes. This time of year, it's, you know, if we're not hunting, we're getting ready for the next group and keeping an eye on the animals and following their patterns.
You bet, staying up with them, and so when the hunters come, they'll know which place to hunt, what to hunt. Speaking of where to hunt now, Mark, you know, it's mid-December here, and food plots have been hit or miss around not only just right where in the area you live, but all over. I mean, some people have had the right moisture and some haven't, but if there's a food plot growing, if there's green cover up, not a bad place to concentrate here for these late season deer, for sure, is it?
Oh, absolutely. We rely on food plots a whole lot. You know, the late winter feed source for them. This is a good time to catch some of those deer that were hard to find or weren't cooperating. They're going to come out and eat now.
You bet. And of course, we had Larry Weissoons with us every week and talking to Larry about hunting deer and cycles and things. You know, the way to pattern deer, but a lot right about now, those does that were early born does coming into estrus, the young does for their first season, that when you do find one that's up and moving, ready to breed, that gets those bucks up going too. So some people call it the second rut. I guess that's the common terminology. It's really not. It's the same rut, but it's just some of those deer, those does that have come in season. You know, they're for the first season, right, Mark? I know you, some big old bucks are killed during late season due to that fact.
Oh, absolutely. And last year was a prime example for us. We had several nice bucks taken late season, and it was, you know, just the fact they were up and moving and after those last few does.
You know, I was watching a trail camera. This has been about 3 or 4 years ago, folks, and I, by my house here, and I hadn't even been seeing any bucks on at my area that I hand baited back in the woods for hogs and deer. Hadn't seen a deer in a couple of weeks, Mark, and I was baiting that area. I checked on the trail camera. You might remember the last day of the season about 4 years ago, the last day of the hunting season, and I saw a buck. He wasn't a trophy buck. He was what we might call a management, probably a four-year-old, but seven-point buck, you know, older deer. He come through on that camera going north in the morning. I was there at midday. I got back in there about an hour and a half before dark on the last day of the hunt. Here he come back the way he came that morning, coming back through there, and I shot him. So late season, you know, certainly worth hunting. It's not as, you're not going to see as many deer usually as you see during the peak of the rut, or as many bucks, you might say, but they're certainly up. How about the exotic hunting, Mark? I know that's one thing your ranch is known for, not only, you know, white-tailed deer, the native deer, but some good exotic hunting. What's going good there now?
Exotics are still going good. This is kind of like the whitetails. This is a time of year when I rely more on the food sources, and we'll hunt those a lot, you know, a lot more. Earlier in the year, of course, we're on the trails and the rutting deer, but now they're still going strong, and we heavily rely on, you know, on the food sources now, and that's how we hunt them.
You bet. Hog hunting, it's just about time. Well, you have people killing hogs on your place year-round, I know that. But with the close of deer season, I think that's probably when a lot of your out-of-state people and hunters come in concentrating on hogs, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we kind of shut down the hog only hunts for the deer season, but now that this is coming to an end, I've got the hog hunter chomping at the bit, ready to go.
Oh boy, from all over. I know a lot of the regulars that come there every year, and hog hunting is a big deal in Texas and other states down in southeastern states, you know, Oklahoma even, which is, you know, north of us, but Hunting hogs is, you and I have been doing it before, as they say, before it was cool. but now everybody's wants to come to Texas and hunt hogs, don't they?
They do. It's a great time for them to leave some of the really, really cold weather, come down here and chase pigs around. Hopefully our weather will cooperate with them, but it's a good time. As you know, I get a lot of out-of-state hunters that want to come down and chase Texas pigs, so it's a great time for it.
You bet. I was up in New Mexico about 3 weeks ago, on a mule deer hunt, and my buddy David Williams up there, there's a few javelina right there. It's near the Jicarilla Ranch near Cuba, New Mexico, where David's ranch is. But, there are no feral hogs up there at all, none. And he's originally from Texas. So he put in a request, and as luck would have it, I started hunting them, and I thought, I was really down to the wire. I wanted to bring him a couple of hogs. My buddy Jeff Rice had a small pig that he'd cleaned, froze it whole for him to take up there. But I was wanting to bring a cooler full of pork. But just before, about a week before, I actually managed to get about 150-pound sow and took him up there. But, yeah, I mean, regardless of which state it is, hog hunting right now is within the next, 3 months is kind of luring lots and lots of out-of-state hunters.
Oh yes, and we'll hunt them, well into the beginning of summer. It's kind of the same thing we do on deer, just kind of follow the pigs and check, their movements, and man, we'll hunt them hard for the next 3 or 4 months.
You bet. How about ducks, Mark, down in around Trinity County? Have you how's that been going? Been seeing any or?
There's a few coming in. I know up a few hours north of us, the birds and numbers are pretty good, but as always for us, as far down we are, it takes a little bit later in the season, but I'm looking forward to the next month. Hopefully we'll get quite a few ducks in here.
Yep. Well, I tell you, in the even the first split here by the house, we had a surprising number of mallards down here, and I didn't realize that I didn't think there was that much snow cover and ice up there in the upper Midwest, but usually about now, mid-December, is when the mallards start pouring in, and they are here now and on some of our bigger reservoirs up in the northern part of East Texas, But, gosh, there was a lot of mallards in here that first split, which surprised me. You never can. Every time I try to second-guess fish or wildlife, I usually lose. But with the numbers that were here early on, I haven't had a chance to hunt here in about a week or two, but or even get out and scout, but hoping for some good late season mallard hunting, Mark.
Yes, I am too. I think that this should be a good year. We always try to break away and at least do a few duck hunts, so I'm looking forward to it.
You got an ideal habitat, that 30-acre lake there in that upper end. The wood ducks still come in like they used to in numbers?
They do. If we hunt a little bit, it may slow them down, but it's always reliable for a few wood ducks.
You bet. Well, Mark, I appreciate you being with us every time that we can catch you. I know how busy you are this time of year with hunters, but folks that want to come down in Southeast Texas, I call it Southeast Texas. It's Trinity County, not far from Crockett down there on your ranch, B&C Outfitters. They can go online to easttexasexotics.com, I guess, and check you out right there. You got a good website. If they want to come and hunt with you and give you a call, what's the best number, Mark?
Sure. You can reach me at 936-544-0882.
Well, Mark, I'll let you get back to your hunters or prepping for the next bunch of hunters, and Merry Christmas to all of y'all down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yes. Luke, are you still on?
Oh, yeah, we're here. Yep.
Okay.
I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas before we get you off, and make sure and, enjoy the season. We're going to get down there with you to hunt. That's what I was saying here in a couple of weeks, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Luke, and look forward to it, and we'll have another fun hunt.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep East Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-0882. 8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps us up for today's show. I want to say thanks to everyone that's been with us, all of our guests, and I want to say thanks to you for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this week's show. All this coming week, you can download the various segments. Check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting, while you're there. It's a lot of information on hunting hogs and cooking wild pork that you might enjoy. Want to remind you of a couple of catfish tournaments, the Possum Kingdom Catmasters, every October. Was an awesome event this past October. You can follow them on Facebook, Possum Kingdom Catmasters, just like that, Possum Kingdom Catmasters on Facebook. And you can stay tuned in throughout the year. Now, the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. This year, this coming April, will be the last weekend in April. I want to remind you about that. For more information, I know a lot of you know Jerry Miller, good friend of mine. Just call Jerry. I'll give you his number for more information on it. But it's going to be the last weekend in April, and it'll be held at the Minnebucket, an awesome place, as all of you know. Got a clean rooms, a cafe, good food, boat ramp, pavilion, you name it there. The Minnebucket is an awesome place, but that's where the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. You can call Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. And the last thing I want to do is brag on the folks down in Yannis, the Yannis Federal Credit Union. Awesome place to get your boat financed. I think they even have home loans, you name it. Anything that you need to, a bank or bank for, they also have checking there at the Yannis Federal Credit Union. But you can go online there at Yannis FC Federal Credit Union and check them out there. I see, get that. It's YannisFCU.com is actually the website. YannisFCU.com. But some great folks. Folks, I've enjoyed our show. I hope you have. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.